Record. All right. So far, it's just the three of us. And Sherry's talking about buying digital real estate instead of buying physical real estate. And I'll just give a little background on that so that it makes sense. The new metaverse is where, and it's the Web3. And Estella, just to bring you up to date, I don't want to confuse you totally. And Sherry, this might be more clarity for you, but you may be way ahead of me. I don't know. But Web 1 was where we could go onto the internet and we could look something up. And that was about the extent of it. And it was wonderful because we didn't have to go to our encyclopedias anymore and leaf through all of these big books to try to find something. We could just Google it is the term, whatever search engine you're using, and you could just look something up. And that was Web 1. Web 2 is where it became a little bit more interactive. And that's where all the social media came in, where you could jump on Facebook and then people could respond back to you. And you know, you had this interaction, but it was still on the World Wide Web. And that was Web 2. Now, Web 3 is where companies are buying a piece or a section of the web. And it is now not owned by one entity. It is owned by many. And so Web 3 is where you can actually own a piece of the web. Not just a website, you actually own a piece of the web and you can charge other people to use your piece of the web. It's like buying a section of the railroad track. And now when the train crosses your track, they have to pay you to cross your track because you own that piece of the web. Now, banks have been using Web3 the earliest because they want to make all of their transactions incredibly secure. So they started buying into a piece of the web early on so that not only was their server secure, but even the railroad tracks that the train cars take the checks on was secure. They didn't want it out on the normal web where somebody could hack into their train car. See, they wanted to do everything on their own little system. So that's what Web3 is about. I hope that explains it a little better. And so when you think about on Web3, one of the big questions that came up in the Web3 room that I was in last week, one of the big questions was, if I'm going to put some of my material out on the web, and Sherry, this might be of interest to you, if I'm going to put some of my content out on the web, do I still need to trademark it or copyright it or whatever, if it's going to be on my own little train track where nobody else can get in unless they pay me to get in there. And of course, you know, everything is still hackable. We talk about unhackable, but things are still hackable. And so the answer is yes. And so think of it like this. Think like you're walking into a bank and you've got that whole wall of safe deposit box. And that's Web3. Picture that whole wall of safe deposit box. So now you're renting one box. So you're buying a block in that whole railroad track chain. You're buying one box, one little block. And so that's where you're gonna store your content, your course, whatever it is that you're doing, you're gonna put it inside your little safe deposit box that you bought on the Web3. But you still have to copyright it or trademark it because as soon as you want to sell whatever you're putting in there, and you can put anything in there for safekeeping. Think about a real safe deposit box. You could put your jewelry in there. You could put your artwork in there. You could put your trust documents, your will in there. You could put some cash in there. You could put whatever you want for safekeeping in that safe deposit box. So when you own your own little piece or block of the web, that's where you're going to store your most valuable stuff. And in Sherry's case, it would be all of her content that she's putting together. And so now if she wants to sell her content, it's going to transfer from one safe deposit box, if you will, or one block in her blockchain over to whoever buys it, over into their box or their blockchain. But she still needs to copyright it or trademark it in the meantime. So again, that's just an overview. I hope I didn't confuse anyone. Did it help anyone understand the Web3 a little better? Sherry, is that how you understood it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wish I could get back to you, but the screen is not letting me get back to you.
I see you.
I know you see me fine. I can't get to the screen to get to Zoom.
Oh, no.
Decentraland has like taken over my life here.
Uh-oh. Like,
yeah, so I'm over here trying to like figure out what I'm doing. So I happened to just get into Decentraland like as you were coming on, and now I can't get to you. So I can't. Wait a minute.
Well, worst case scenario, if you need to sign off and sign back in, you probably can do that.
I don't even know if I can do that. I can't figure out how to exit here.
You know what?
So if I'm a little distracted, and please mute me because I can't even get there to mute me.
Oh, okay.
So I want to ask Sherry a quick question. Now, she's saying that she wants to not buy real estate, but buy what now?
She wants to buy some of those safe deposit boxes in the bank that I was talking about. It's the blocks on the blockchain of Web3. And what Sherry is talking about is instead of buying a physical building to put all of her content and her school in, whatever she's, you know, whatever she wants to create for her business, she wants to put it in the blockchain of Web3 and actually buy. And it's called buying virtual real estate. So she's actually going to buy a piece of Web3, because that's what Web3 is. It's decentralizing the web. It's going to change the world. It's already here. We're never going back. It's just like the internet. Who would want to like give up the internet now? Who would want to give up all of that? And so, of course, Web 1, like I said, was when you could just search for something and get information. Web 2 was where it became interactive with like Facebook and all of our social media apps and all of the ways that we can interact with each other, Zoom calls like this, Web 2. And Web 3 is where you own a piece of the web. Instead of just getting on the web with your site, you actually own a piece of it. And that is what she's talking about, is buying a piece of her real estate. She's going to buy a piece of Web 3. I too am going to buy a piece of Web 3. We're very early adapters. And so we're going to jump in. We're going to jump in and learn. And as John Maxwell likes to say, I'm going to jump in and grow my wings on the way down. So we're going to jump in and we're going to learn what Web3 is all about, because we're not going back.
It's already very expensive to buy even this little itty bitty pixel of stuff.
But just know that, just like all other technology, as it gets more and more common, the price will come way down. So don't feel like you have to spend a bunch of money and jump in, but just know that it's out there. And that's what Sherry is talking about, is that she's going to buy a piece of the new Web3, and that's where she is going to house all of her her content and everything that she's doing for her business. And I too am going to do that. So more to come. That's another whole topic. We got off on that to start off this morning. That's another whole, Estella shaking her head. Debbie's like, mind blown. Ruth, what are you thinking about this conversation? Have you heard about the Web3 already?
Yes, I've dabbled in it. I'm not ready to jump in yet, but yes, I mean, I have been in some conversations. It's okay. A lot of learning, but I do think it's the way of the future.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're not going back. It's what it is, and it's the mm-hmm. way that it will go in the future. So I get that.
Okay, question.
Yes, go ahead, Debbie.
I'm sorry. Where are you guys reading all about this stuff? Because what am I missing?
On the Web3, you almost have to just Google. Search it out. I'm in a couple of meetup groups. Wendy actually has one every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on Clubhouse. It's called Web3 Women.
Whoa.
And it's at 10 a.m. every Wednesday on Clubhouse. So if you want to learn more about Web3, there is a group called Web3 Women. And I've jumped on that a few times as well. But then I did some research. And the only way that you can buy on Web3 right now is if you have, a Bitcoin wallet. You have to have a wallet to get onto the Web3, because all of that is transferred. And so you hear all things about cryptocurrency and a crypto wallet and Bitcoin. All of that is in the web. All of that is transferred on this blockchain. And my best analogy, again, is just imagine that you're standing in the bank where they have all the safe deposit boxes, and every box is a block, and you're simply going to buy one block or one box on the blockchain. And that's where you're going to put all of your valuables, is in that block. You're going to, you know, so if you're selling jewelry, you can sell it on Web3. If you're selling information, you're going to sell it on Web3. If you have a school, you're going to teach on Web3. All of that's going to be done in your little block that you own, and you own a piece of the web. You actually own that. Ruth said she's still helping her daughter's recovery, so she'll be jumping on and off. So I get that, Ruth. Thank you so much for that. And good vibes going out to her daughter, speedy recovery. Hugs and prayers going out to Ruth and her whole family there. Her daughter had some major surgery. So anyway, that's what the block three, that's what the blockchain is. And that's what the Web3 is where you're actually buying a piece of the web. And so anyway, it's all new, but well, I say it's new. Banks have been using it since the late 80s. Mm-hmm. Banks have been using it for a while because they wanted not only their transactions to be secure, but they wanted to be the train. Imagine that they put all of these canceled checks into a train car, and they're going to send it down the track called the web over to the other banks to process all of these checks that we all write to pay our bills and all of these debit card processing that we do. Well, the banks decided early on, not only did they want the train car to be secure, they wanted the tracks to be secure. They didn't want to get their train jumped as it was in between one station and the next on the train track. They wanted to own the track. And mm-hmm. so in Web3, they not only own the transactions in their little safe deposit box, but when it comes out of their safe deposit box to go over into somebody else's safe deposit box, they own the website that it travels on. And so banks have been doing that since the late 80s. But for the rest of us, we've been on the Web2. Doing things like this, like a Zoom call where it's interactive. But we don't own the web. We're borrowing the web to do our calls. So anyway, what is the Spotify link, Sherry?
First one is Carrie's blockchain life link. And the second one is NFT for newbies.
Okay.
So the other part of the way that people find you is unique artwork. Mm-hmm. And so I've been learning a little bit more about the NFT part. So that's part of what I am preparing for with, I'm also talking to a trademark lawyer because I'm trying to get my stuff uniquely ready to get to that piece of technology and trying to learn as much as I can. It's very confusing when you go to try and read everything. And it when is. You look at NFTs, it looks like all kind of funky looking art, kind of like
this, art.
Mm-hmm. It looks like the Simpsons, like crazy people.
Yeah.
But there's more to NFTs than just these funky looking people. But that's where a lot of the people are going right now is funky looking
now
avatars.
Okay, so let me explain what an NFT is. An NFT is a piece of art that you can buy, and there are people that are creating NFTs. And so what happens, let's say for example, I have my fundraiser that I do for the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative, which was my real estate partner that passed away over a year ago, and now I want to give away a scholarship every year on her behalf, in her name. So I could actually buy an NFT and then I could market it out to my tribe, and all the proceeds of anybody that buys my NFT can go to that particular project. Does that make sense? So you're buying a digital piece of art, and you think, okay, well, what's the point? What do I do with the art? Well, it's all about community. And what it does is the piece of artwork tells the world that you're a part of that organization. I don't want to call it a logo. It's more of a digital art. And there are folks, now you can create your own NFT if you want to. If you're very talented and artistic, you can create your own and put it out on Web3.
All you really need is Canva.
Right. You can create it on Canva and put it out on Web3, but you have to do it through your wallet. Everything has to go through your crypto wallet. That's your door. That's your gateway in and out of Web3 is the crypto wallet. So everybody has to have a crypto wallet. So I recommend that everybody invest $100 on Web3. I don't know, buy an EFT, put some Bitcoin in your wallet, do something. But I would drop about $100 just to have a spot on the Web3. And Sherry, to everyone, what you said, why?
No.
What was your question?
I asked her for her phone number. She asked me why.
Okay. So anyway, if you have an NFT or if you want to buy an NFT, you can buy into a bigger cause. You can buy, there's an organization called World of Women, and it's all about promoting education for women. And if you buy one of their NFTs, you're actually donating basically to the cause for their educational programs. And so you can raise funds through your NFT. I guess that's the point Sherry's trying to make, is that you can actually raise funds through your NFT for all kinds of reasons. And it's secure on the blockchain because she's going to create it. She's going to put it in her own little safe deposit box, her own little block on the blockchain, but she still needs to trademark it or copyright it before it goes in to her little box. And then whoever buys it, they're going to transfer it on the blockchain down that railroad track. She's going to put it in the train car and send it over to whoever bought it. And no one can steal it. No one can tap into it because she owns that piece of the web.
Wow. So an NFT, what does that stand for?
Non-fungible token.
Yes.
What?
Non-fungible token.
Fungible
token would be a dollar bill that has a fund, an amount of money attached to it. This is a non-fungible token. It is something that it is out there that has value, monetary value, but there is no specific amount of money attached to it.
You can make it whatever value you want to make it. Whereas the government has already said a dollar is worth a dollar and $100 is worth $100. If I created or if Sherry created an NFT, we could assign whatever value to it we wanted to assign to it. Because we own it.
It's like
a piece of art. It's like if I painted a picture, I get to decide what price point I want to sell that picture. So if I create an NFT, it's just a piece of digital art. So I can decide what I want to sell that for. And I can attach as many bonuses to it as I want. I can say, if you buy my NFT, you're a member of my tribe and you're going to get this and you're going to get that. And you're going to get all these things if you buy my NFT. And so you have to just have something of value attached to your NFT. But you get to decide what that value is. And the best description is it's a piece of art. It's just a piece of digital art. And so if I painted a picture on a canvas, I could say, I want $500 for that. And I'm not taking a penny less. And people then decide whether they want to spend $500 or not. Well, I can create an NFT and then I decide what I want to sell my NFT for. Because I own it. It's my artwork that I created. And people are making NFTs for you. If you don't want to make one for yourself, there are companies that are making them for you. If you want somebody to custom make you one, there you can make your own on Canva. You could have an actual picture that you have painted in the past, and you can actually take a picture of the picture you physically painted and make it into a digital picture, and now you can sell it as an NFT.
And the NFT lets you put any value you want to on that picture.
Right, mm-hmm. Because you own it. Yep, you own it. And so you can assign its value. And it doesn't have to be a monetary value. I can say, if you buy my NFT, you're in my Build a Better Business tribe. And you get a free weekend at the Caraway Guest House. And you get a tour of Central Ohio. And you get, I can assign anything I want to that NFT. You see how versatile it is?
Yeah, but I don't understand it. I'll have to do more research on it.
Yeah.
You know what? This was just an introduction. Sherry is dabbling in it. I'm excited to hear that Sherry's there. Sherry and I are
sorry to hack your event today.
No. We're just putting our toe in the water. Trust us, Estella. We do
I appreciate, you know, because this is like totally new exposure for me. How about you, Debbie?
Yes.
But I'm glad, I'm aware that that something like that exists. I don't know what it is, but I'm grateful.
And Ruth has put her toe in the water too. So Ruth has, I have, Sherry has. And so Sherry, I want to say,
get exposed to something like this?
Because we're in the mainstream of the river all the time. Sherry and Ruth and I were on all of these Zoom calls and Clubhouse calls, and we're basically submerging ourselves in anything that's new. We're trying to be early adapters on whatever's happening. And so it just happens that this is, you know, one of the things that's happening. Urethium is one of the largest. Think of, there's different train platforms on the track. And urethium is one of the platforms. And so I want to say, when you get on the Web3 train and you're ready to own a little piece of the web, get off at the urethium platform and get a wallet and put $100 in your urethium platform. Urethium is where the public is going to go.
You spell that or type that in the chat so I can.
It's E-T-H-E-R-E-U-M. E-T-H-E-R-E-U-M.
Ethereum, Bitcoin, Light Bitcoin, and there's another one that are like the four major Bitcoins. It's a type of Bitcoin, type of cryptocurrency.
But that's the most common one for the general public. And so if you just had a wallet there, with $50, $100 in it, you would at least have your toe in the water. So you would start to get information about it. Yes, Ruth said she learned about it through Wendy, and Wendy's the one that started the Web3 Women Room on Wednesdays at 10. So that's a good place to jump in as well. And Wendy has her own NFT, and there with Sarah. And Sarah is actually the gal who we're thinking about staying with when we go over to the in-person meetup there that Ruth's speaking at in June. Sarah is the gal who has the Airbnb, and she is the Web3 girl. Now she's not going to actually be at the Airbnb when we're there. But anyway, I did get the contract. A little side note. They want $1,000 deposit. They want all of us paid. And here in May sometime, it is non-refundable. So I'm just going to toss that out to you gals that are going. Make sure you're in before you spend the money, because after a certain date, it's non-refundable. So I'll just toss that out.
What are we talking about?
Ruth is speaking in June in the Fort Lauderdale area, the Miami area of Florida. South Florida, and Sherry and I are going to support Ruth, and there's an Airbnb, and it's Wendy's girlfriend Sarah, who has the Web3 room, is whose Airbnb it is that we're going to stay at. And it's on hold right now, and as soon as I get back from this trip, which I go back on Thursday, I have to get together with Sarah and sign the lease agreement and the rules, and you know, it's all, you know, boilerplate stuff for Airbnbs. You know, don't break the furniture, you know, don't paint on the walls, that kind of thing. Don't throw a wild party. But it is $1,000 deposit. And then she wants paid up front. And then after a certain date, which comes up pretty quickly in May, it is non-refundable after that, because she can't get the weekend booked if we bail on her. And so she gets to keep our money even if we cancel. So I'm just saying, make sure you girls are in before you spend the money. And Estella, if you're interested, connect with me.
What's the date? I have a lot of stuff coming up, like graduation in Florida.
Okay, it's June 25.
I am going to be going to D.C. on June 29th, so that's probably going to be precedent for me.
Okay, well, check it out, and if you're interested, just connect with me. Okay. All right, so we're going to get back on topic here. We are going to talk about very briefly, and I know Ruth might have to jump off, but we're going to talk about very briefly about how to story brand your website. How to story brand your website. So if everybody, because I'm on my phone, as you can tell. So if everybody has a pen and paper and you want to take some notes, I'm going to give you the 7 categories to story brand your website. So let me know. Give me a thumbs up when you're ready. Okay, Ruth is ready. Okay, Estella's ready. Debbie, she's got her camera off. I can't tell, but anyway, we're going to go ahead and go down the list. And again, this is being recorded, so you can always go back and listen to the replay. Number one, you need a character. A character. That's number one. Number two, with a problem. You need a character with a problem. So number two is with the problem. Number three, they meet a guide. So you have number one, a character, who number two has a problem, who number three meets a guide, who number four gives them a plan. So your character with the problem meets a guide who gives them a plan. Number four is the plan. Number five, and calls them to take action. So now you have a character with a problem who meets a guide who gives them a plan and calls them to take action. And number six, that action helps them to avoid failure. So now you have a character with a problem who meets a guide, who gives them a plan, calls them to action, helps them to avoid failure. And number seven, it results in success. So you have a character with a problem who meets a guide, who gives them a plan, who calls them to action, that helps them avoid failure and results in success. Okay. So the character is going to be your avatar. It's that person that you've decided that you want to help. And the more specific you can get on your avatar, the more clarity you're going to have on the plan and the action and how to avoid failure and helping them reach success. So for me, and I always use me as an example because you gals have seen my website a million and one times now. For me, I want to help folks have passive income so that they can have a freestyle life. Okay, well, what does that mean? Well, my character is a person who has struggled financially. So it's that guy, that gal, that couple that is struggling financially. And I have a very clear picture of who that is because it was me. I get that. And what was the problem? I was struggling financially. That was the problem. But then they meet a guide. The guide is you. And maybe you've done that hill before. Maybe you've climbed that hill already, see? So that's where I'm at. I've already climbed that hill. I had that problem and I figured it out. So now I'm the guide. So now I'm helping those folks that have that same problem and they've now met me. And now I'm going to give them a plan. Because if they already had a plan, they wouldn't need you as the guide. Because they would already be successful. They would already have solved all of those issues. So you are the guide, and now they find you and they go, okay, guide me. What do I do? So just imagine that person, your avatar, that character that has that problem, they're looking at you saying, what do I do? I don't know. What do I do? So now what are you going to tell them to do? What is your plan? Sherry says, I have Donald's picture if I can share. Yes, let me see if I can make it so that you can share. Hold on, my participants. And trying to figure out on my phone where the share button is. Let's see if it's under more. Security. There we go. and waiting room, share screen. All right, I have turned on my share screen. So now you can share. So anyway, now you've got this guide and you now have to tell your character, your avatar, what is your plan? And so you want to have a 3 or 4 step plan. That's where I have, here's a free offer where you can check out what I have. Here's option 1, option 2, option 3. And Sherry's got right there the story brand framework right there. And then you have to call them to action. Once you show them the plan, then at that point, what is their call to action? What are you going to ask them to do to take that first step into your plan? And then how are you going to guarantee that they will result in success? And so for me, you know, it's the person who has the financial issue. They meet me. I give them the plan that they can come to free meetups. They can take courses. They can be in my mastermind. They can have one-on-one coaching. And at the end of the day, they can be a part of my tribe and they can ask me questions anytime they want. And that's how I assure them success. Okay, so you see how that works. Now, your website has to say that. So, Sherry, do you want to share what you're sharing there on the screen? Are you there, Sherry?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
So basically, it's just a picture form of what you just said.
Okay, and you see the numbers there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
And this is right out of his course.
Okay.
So I'm going to flip over. I'm going to flip over here. He has this thing. This just happens to be this course, but he has How to Grow a Business Made Simple Daily, Business Made Marketing Made Simple, Hero on a Mission Statement Made Simple, Communication Made Simple, Negotiation Made Simple, getting little proposals, and Enneagram Made Simple. So he has each one of these courses that you can buy into. I have already. And so this is just one of the handouts from those courses.
Yes, perfect. And that's how to story brand your website. So let's move on with your story actually helps your message make sense. And so Sherry, I'll let you undo your screen there. There you go. So story helps your message make sense. So we've all talked about our story being the cornerstone. And so as you write your story, and this is so huge because again, we all love a good story. That's why we read books. That's why we watch television, even sitcoms. There's always a little story that we're watching. And so once you know your story, you can start weaving your story because that's going to make it very interesting for your customers. That's going to help create clarity for your customers. And it's just like when I share my story with how my website fits together, it gives it more clarity as to why I have the products I have when you know my story. And it's going to be the same for your customers. They're going to understand your products better if they can connect it to a story. And that's why your story is so, so important because it gives your buyers the clarity. Okay. So when you write your website, think about each section and write that section, those 7 sections, the character, the problem, the guide, the plan, the action, how to avoid failure and success. And just write those down. And so then as you're writing your website, start filling out each of those sections. So every story is about someone. And in this case, it's the character. This is the main character. But the story isn't interesting if it just follows some random guy around for 2 hours. The character has to want something. The story has to clearly demonstrate what the character wants in the first few moments or it will lose the audience. So for me, my character wants freestyle living. My character is tired of constantly counting their pennies to buy pizza on Friday night. They're tired of not having enough money at the end of the week. You know, the pay period ends way before their weekends and they still have bills left over and their money is gone. And they're just so tired of that, okay? And so that is the story. And that's what my character wants, that freestyle living. They don't necessarily want to be wealthy. They don't necessarily, you know, want to travel the world or fly to the moon or whatever. They just want to have their bills paid and to be able to, you know, to put their feet up and not feel like they have to work a second job. And so it's true of your website. So the first thing your website should do is tell your customer that you have what they want. And so ask yourself these questions. In relation to what you sell, is it what your customer wants? And I struggled with this. This is a very elementary piece of your website. And I struggled with that because I thought, what does my customer want? Do they want courses? Do they want community? Do they want, you know, no. They want freestyle living. They want to be able to go, oh, the bills are paid and life is good. That's what they want. Okay, so ask yourself, what is it that your customers want? Because it's going to be huge on how you create your products once you determine what it is they really want. Now, if your customer gets what they want, how will their life be better? Ask yourself that question. If your customer gets what they want, how will their life be better? Well, if my customer gets that freestyle living, their life is going to be better because they can spend more time with their kids. They can spend more time with their grandkids. They can spend more time playing golf. They can spend more time, you know, shopping, whatever it is that they love to do, but they feel they can't do it because they've got to go punch the time clock and maybe work two jobs. They don't have time to go golfing, even if they had the money. They don't have time to take the kids on a camping trip because they're working that second job on the weekends just to make the rent payment or the mortgage payment. And so freestyle living, having passive income and freestyle living, allows them to actually make a better life for themselves. And I like to say one of my little paragraphs on my website says, you know, $200 might make a difference on the car you drive, and $500 might make a difference in your zip code. You know, it doesn't take that much money to make a huge change in someone's life. That's how it's going to make their life better. So if your customer is ready to buy now, how do they do that? If your customer says, I want whatever it is you're selling, where do I sign up? Can they tap into your website and give you money? And if they can't, then you need to make some changes in a way that they can give you money so that they can get started. Okay. All right. Think on those things. Now, what do we want for our customers? You should have all three of their want questions answered without even scrolling. So here's those questions again. What is it do you offer? What does it make your customers' lives better? And how do they buy? That should all be right at the top of your page. What do you offer? How does it make your customers' lives better? And how do they buy? So now in your action steps, write down what your customer wants in relation to what you offer. See how that matches up. Write down how having that will make their life better. And then make sure your buy now button is super clear. Okay. Now, number two, this character that you have in mind, this avatar, has a problem. Have you ever seen a movie that didn't have some kind of conflict? No, because the conflict is what makes us want to hang in there and find out, how did that end? What was the solution? So screenwriters and storytellers know an important fact about the stories is that the story has a problem. Without a problem, there's no story. So your customers are on your website because they have a problem. If you're not talking about the problem you solve, your customers have no reason to be there. Okay, so number two, the character has a problem. What is the problem? And my problem is that my customers don't have any passive income. They're having to work for every dime and they're exhausted. They're working either one job too many hours or two jobs. You know, they never can quite get ahead. That's the problem. Okay, so the story is the problem. So talk about it. So Now answer these questions. What problem are your customers experiencing that's driving them to look for a product like yours? And how does that product or that problem make them feel? What problem are your customers experiencing? That's number one, that's driving them to look for a product like yours. And number two, how does that problem make them feel? My customers, by the time they find me, they're exhausted. They're exhausted and broke, and they don't know how they're going to, you know, pay the mortgage or the car payment next month. And so they either want immediate income, or they want long-term income, or they want to do a side hustle and they don't have time. So they're either they're after time and money. By the time they get onto my website, they're looking for time or money or both. Because they're just not, it's just not freestyle living. See, and that's what I'm promising them. If you work with me, I can show you how to have freestyle living. Okay. Now, number three, the character meets the guide. Somewhere on your website, this is where the character has to have a guide, because if they could solve their own problem, it's not really a problem. You know, if they say, I need more time, so I'll just set my alarm to get up an hour earlier, then that's not a problem. They've already solved it. So it has to be a problem that they can't quite seem to figure out how to solve. And that's where you as the guide are going to show them how to solve it. So storytellers, because again, this is how to story brand your website. Storytellers created a second character who comes alongside the main character to help them solve their problem. Ruth says she has to head out. I get it, Ruth. Thank you so much for being on. So now the guide comes along, okay? And so now the guide is going to help them get through the forest. The guide is going to help them climb the mountain. Okay, as the guide, I'm going to help them create that side hustle, reduce their work hours, create some passive income, and get to that freestyle living place that they want to get to. So to be the guide, there's only two ways that you can talk about yourself. If you go outside of these two categories in your marketing on your website, you risk entering into competition with your customers for the role of the hero. You never want to make yourself the hero. You always want to remain the guide. So there's two questions to answer to position yourself as the guide. In what way are you similar to your customer, and why can they trust you to help solve the problem? So again, you've all heard my story. You know, once upon a time, I was a single mom working two jobs. You know, that's how I'm like my customers. I was looking for time and or money, one or the other or both. Because I had no time, I had no money, I was exhausted, I had a car that wouldn't run, I was running back and forth on two jobs, I had to pay for daycare, I was a single mom. You know, the struggle is real. And for any single mom out there, you get it. But anyway, see, that's how I was similar to my customers. Now, it could be a single mom, it could be a married gal that is a stay-at-home mom, and maybe she still has no time and no money. Maybe it's a couple that, because of their educational background, you know, they can only get maybe a minimum wage job, and they just can't seem to make ends meet. And now they've got three or four kids, and they've got rent that they can't afford, or they'd love to own a home, and there's no way they can see that they can ever buy a house. And so on and on and on. And so now, see, my products start to make sense. See, because that's my avatar. That's my character that's looking for help. And now, see, I'm coming to the table with how to invest in real estate, how to do a short-term rental if you need immediate cash, how to write from anywhere in the world, how to monetize a blog, how to create a mastermind and monetize that. You see where all my products, see, are now answering the call on what it is that my character is desperately looking for. So are your products answering the call for what your character is looking for? And how are you as the guide similar to that customer? And then how are you as a guide, how can your character trust you that you know the answer? So this is where you have to walk the walk and talk the talk, because they're going to look at you and they're going to say, well, if Kathy figured it out, I can figure it out with Kathy's help as my guide, because she's already figured it out. Okay, does that make sense? But it's not about you. You're just using your story so that your character can identify with you as the guide. It's not about you. It's about your customer. You have to always keep it about them. So this is where, and I'm just gonna, I know this is recorded and I could get in trouble, and Sherry's on the call with me, so she's gonna smile politely when I say this. But in some cases, we've been taught to put ourselves at the top of that website with a nice picture with our arms crossed with, I am an author, or I am a teacher, or I am this, or I am that. It's not about us. The top of the website should be, what does your customer look like? And I wanted my picture to show freestyle living. And thank you, Debbie, you're in my picture. We are having a ball in that picture. And I got permission from everyone in the picture to use that picture. And it was at a conference I was at, and we were horsing around and laughing. I mean, in the picture, we are laughing uncontrollably in this picture, because we were just horsing around, having a freestyle life, having a freestyle day. And see, that's what I want to show to my customers, is that you can be freestyle like this. You can have fun. And they're like, well, I can't go to a conference because I'm working two jobs. I can't ever have fun like that, because as soon as I get home from work, I've got to mow the grass. And then, God forbid, if you're a single parent, you have to come home and take care of the kids and mow the grass and do the dinner and the grocery shopping and then get back to work again. So you get it. And so I want them to see life as freestyle. Yes, Estella, go ahead. You're on mute, sweetie. You're on mute.
You said the top of the website should show what? I got what you said in terms of that you and Debbie were on there, but there was something you said and I couldn't write fast enough.
The picture at the top of your website should not be about you. It should be about your customer, the character that you've created that needs the help. And you want to show what their life could look like once their problem has been solved. See, so I want to show happy people having a good time. But what is freestyle living? It means something different to everyone. So I could show a picture of, you know, being on a sailboat. Well, maybe that's not everybody's version of a freestyle picture. Maybe everybody says, oh, I don't want to be on a sailboat. What, I work with Kathy and I have to live on a sailboat? That's not for me. Somebody might say, I love hiking in the woods. Somebody else might go, I'm not hiking. I don't want to see somebody hiking in the woods. Does that mean I have to hike in the woods if I work with Kathy? I wanted people to just be happy, to just be laughing and happy. That's what freestyle living means to me, is having enough margin in your life that you can just be content and happy. The bills are paid, the kids are healthy, the roof's been fixed, you know, the car runs just fine. You see where I'm at? Because it's all those things that cause you to be stressed. And you don't have the money to fix the car. You don't have the money to fix the roof. You don't have the money to take the vacation, to even get on the sailboat or do the hiking in the mountains. And so for me, I wanted my customers to just see a group of people being happy. And when I went through all my pictures, because again, and we've talked about this with Sally several times, is, you know, you got to be careful using pictures off of the internet. It's always best to use your own pictures to create your own graphics. And so when I went through my gallery of pictures, this picture just kept coming back to me from this conference, because we were having a ball and we were all laughing and just hysterical. And so I said, I think I want to use this. And so I contacted everybody in the picture and said, may I use it? And everyone said yes. And that's been on my website for several years now. Does that make sense?
So you need to have your own personal picture in there, but just not making it about you.
Not necessarily. Mine just happened to have me in there. If I had a picture of all of you having a great time, I could have used it. And so I was really happy to see that Debbie was actually in the picture and Mark was in the picture. And I've worked with the other folks that are in the picture, but they're not on these calls on a regular basis. But I just wanted all of my customers to see that if I work with Kathy, I too can have a time with friends and be happy and laughing and relaxed and content, you know, and it's all about having the bills paid and, you know, you get it. So think about with what you're doing, think about how that interpolates into what your products are and what you want your customer to look like once they've worked with you. Okay, any other comment or question before we move on to the next one again?
I shared Daphne and Nikki's websites there. You can see what it looks like to just have the one person in the picture. I don't know what's happening with Daphne's, but her eyes are cut off on my screen. So
interesting.
I don't know if that is.
And when you're building your web,
I think it is, but.
Yeah. And when you're building your website, don't forget to look at it on a mobile and make sure that it looks good on a mobile. Most of your website platforms will let you look at it on a desktop view and on a mobile view. Just be sure you also look at it on a mobile view to make sure that some of your sentences aren't cut off and wrapped wrong, you know, that sort of thing. So always, and that's just kind of a little technical thing when you're designing a website. But as far as content.
Sherry, you're right. Her head is hurt.
And I've told her that before and she hasn't fixed it.
She's got beautiful eyes. She needs to show them.
You see what we're talking about, okay?
Yes, I do.
You gotta make it appealing to your customer. You gotta give them a reason to stay on your website. So now you're the guide who gives them a plan. So as the guide to your customers, you have two responsibilities. First, you have to give them a plan to solve their problem. Now your product or service, it's a part of the plan, but it's not the whole thing. So having a buy now button all over the place is good, but for many, they may not be ready to click on that. They might have some questions. And so at that point, that's where I suggest, and that's what we teach in Build a Better Business, is that you start to build the path that you're going to, the journey that you're going to take your client on. So first step for me is just schedule a connect call with me. You know, just chat, just schedule a connect call or come to a free meetup. You know, just come and listen in, come to a free meetup. If you like what you hear, you can, you know, you can buy a course on it and follow all the points in the course. But I always, you know, once I get them on the Connect call, see, now I can kind of upsell them a little bit and I can say, but if you join the mastermind, you get the course for free. And so most people are like, oh, well, let me do that. And so again, see, it's just kind of the step-by-step process and path that you're going to lead your client down to actually work with you to solve their problem. Okay? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So when you think about buying a car, there's so many steps. You have to drive to the dealership. Then you have to get matched to a salesperson. Then you have to fill out a questionnaire. Then you have to pick out some cars to test drive. Then you have to look at the specs for each car. Then you have to talk to your spouse. Then you have to finally pick a car. Then you have to haggle about the price. Then you have to fill out the paperwork. Then you have to fill out some more paperwork. Then you have to fill out some more paperwork. Then you have to wait for them to wash the car and get it ready. And finally, you drive off with your new car. Now, I don't know how many of you have bought a new car, but that is probably the process each and every time. And so again, I know that process. So I know if I'm going to buy a car, that's the steps that I'm going to take to buy a new car. Now, because I buy a new car every 2 years, well, I actually lease one every 2 years. I kind of shortcut that a little bit because I now already know the salesperson. And so I call them up and I say, hey, line me up 4 cars. This is what I want. I'm going to come over Tuesday afternoon and drive them. I'll tell you which one I want. You call me when the paperwork is done and I'll come over and sign. And so I've shortened up the process because I get a car every 2 years and I use the same salesperson. He knows it every 2 years. So now he calls me. He's like, I got your 4 cars lined up. You're due to trade yours in and get another lease. And that works for me. Okay. So all I'm saying is have a system that you're using the same system on every single client to get them to the end result. Okay. Does that make sense?
And I put my website in there, and my website, if you go down the homepage, always is sending them to the webinar. They're always going to the webinar. Now, there is a button at the top that says courses. That's the only thing on that. Well, okay, there's two spots that it's different. I do have a thing where I'm talking about the book and I do link to the book on that homepage. But when there's a call to action, it's always the webinar, except for the section where it's the book. And at the very top, which is not what Donald teaches.
Right.
That thing should be the webinar up there, but we wanted my list of courses available easily. The other thing that Donald doesn't teaches is not to put a menu at the top, to only put everything in the junk drawer. And I'm not having it. I need to have something at the top.
Mine also is a little bit of a hybrid because I have a menu at the top, but mine is what they call the little hamburger. It's just the three lines. That's the menu. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people, they don't notice that that's a menu, but it is. And so they'll click on the connect call with me. So, but as you come down my homepage, you have the option then to, you know, once you get through the products and the steps, once you get through all the steps, then they can go out and they can look at my podcast or they can look at my blog post and different, I have different buttons that they can then leave that homepage. But so mine's a little bit of a hybrid too, but I have followed the whole step process because step number five is a call to action. So people don't act unless they're told to act. So that's why my button says, you know, click here to connect with Kathy. You know, connect, it tells them to do that. And each section, it tells them to do that. Just like Sherry's tells them to go to the webinar, go to the webinar, go to the webinar. Mine's like connect, do a connect call, do a connect call, do a connect call. And so what it is, as soon as I kind of turned my website around more and I story branded my website a little more, my conversions immediately went up of folks clicking through. It immediately went up. Mm-hmm. Okay. So call to action. This is where, and we're going to talk about this as this Build a Better Business unfolds. We're going to talk about what are all the different freebies that you can put out there to get somebody to click through at no risk to them. Because if they've not met you and they don't know you, and you know, it's that whole know, like, and trust thing. If they haven't done that yet, they're not going to spend $1,000. You know, they're just not. They're going to say, I don't know if she can deliver. I don't know who this Kathy person is. So I have to give them the Jimmy Dean sausage treatment where they can taste test it a little bit. They can have a connect call with me. They can come to a free meetup. They can get to know, like, and trust me before they buy. And we're going to talk about that next month, all the different free options that we can use. Okay. So calls to action. And it starts with a freebie. Mm-hmm. Number six, help them to avoid failure. All right, how am I going to help them to avoid failure? Well, at this point on your website, you've spent a lot of time talking about the solution to their problem. It can be easy for them to forget why they're there. And they're imagining themselves with your solution and they aren't thinking about their problem anymore. But there's still room for failure. So now, how are you going to help them to avoid failure? That's where my masterminds come in. It's like, get connected to the community, meet with us every month, get your paper and pen out and let's start doing some homework. Let's start working on getting to the final solution. Let's start working it. And so that's where my masterminds come in. And with you, we're going to talk about as this unfolds in the next few months, we're going to talk about what is your free offers, what is your mid-level offers, what is your high-end offers, and then end it with success. What does success look like? Well, for me, I love to travel, and success is being able to travel without worrying about the finances. Now, again, I'm not going to go crazy. I'm not going to like live on a cruise ship 24 hours a day for the next 5 years. But the point is that if I want to go to South Florida on June 25th and spend a weekend because my girlfriend is a speaker, I don't want to have to go home and go, well, what credit card am I going to put this on? And how am I going to pay that off? I want to have the funds to do that. And so how can I end my clients, how can I end that funnel with success for them? And so that's where you have to have some celebration type thing. You're either going to have an annual conference, and how many coaches and speakers, you know, that they have a big annual conference every year. See, that kind of says to the customer, you have arrived when you attend this big weekend conference. And so you could have a conference, you could have a retreat, you could have a trip, you could have, you know, it's whatever works for your character, for your client, for your customer. It's whoever they are. Remember, it's all about them. And so once you have your tribe, and I've always said your tribe's going to find you, once you have your tribe, you'll know what they like to do. You'll know, you know, if I had a whole hiking group and all I did was train hikers, well, you know, the grand finale might be, you know, a big hike somewhere out on the Rockies or something. That might be our grand finale. If it's a sailing club, it might be, you know, to go to some big sailboat event. You see where I'm going with that? For Mark, he loves airplanes. It's about going to two of the biggest air shows in the country. And we just did one here, in the second largest one in the country was here in Lakeland earlier this month. And I treated Mark, because I have freestyle living, I treated Mark to the second largest air show in the country. And he kept saying, I can't believe that you brought me to this. I can't believe you did this. Because that was a grand finale for somebody who loves airplanes. See? And so you'll know what your tribe likes. You'll know after your tribe will find you, you'll know what would be a really end success story for them. Okay? And that's what you want to give them. Does that make sense? So use these principles and you'll see why Story Brand works. Your customers will understand you, your sales will increase, your average session duration will increase, and you'll see more engagement. All of those things will happen. All right, questions?
Sherry, you were showing the Don Miller's website, but something you bought in order to learn those things?
Yes, that is part of his course. It okay. is $275 a year, which is really dirt cheap for what you get.
Yeah, he has a whole university.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah, he has a whole university and you can join that and go through that. I personally haven't joined it. I bought his book and I story branded my website from his book. Yep. There mm-hmm. you go, Debbie. But again, if that's something you want to do, is to join the Story yeah. Brand tribe, you're welcome to do that if you feel that that'll help you get there faster.
Well, I appreciated the form that Sherry shared. Say that fast. And that looks like something that would work for anybody, using it to fill out to help you sort everything. Am I correct?
Sure. But again, okay. that's because I'm teaching the Build a Better Business. I'm going through each of those categories. That's what our Build a Better Business is it goes through each of those sections.
Okay, so.
But I don't want to stop you from joining the Story Brand.
No, I would rather learn from here because I got this in my hand. And it, for me, that's easier to learn sometimes. And you have, and I did not realize that that's what you were doing, was using this to do each month what you teach. So
well, now again, mine is a little bit of a hybrid, because like Sherry, I've discovered that a little bit of a hybrid works better for me, and Sherry has discovered a little bit of a hybrid works better for her. Mm-hmm. And so we're using the Story Brand style to some degree, but mine is a little bit of Business Academy Elite and a little bit of Story Brand and then a little bit of several. So I'm drawing from about five different folks. And I've taken the best parts of all of those and turned it into my Build a Better Business. But again, you can go out and join all those other organizations. But here's what I want to warn you about. If you're gonna drill down on a particular way, then stick with that if you're a little confused, because I don't want you to be more confused. I don't want you to think, well, I'm gonna try to take a piece of this and a piece of that, and then you end up not doing it because you're like, I don't know how to make that fit together. And so I've already taken two big ones and added a couple more that I really liked a certain point, and I've added those together to create my Build a Better Business brand.
Well, and what you're, I'm sorry, Estella.
No.
One point. And I work better if I am able to pull A from here, B from here, C from here, and put it together so it's talking English to me, mm-hmm. and not all big words that A, B, and C are using. And I don't work that way. And I don't comprehend, and I don't retain. And right now, retaining has been a big issue. So it's like I'm writing feverishly to get the key points. But what you've done is you've taken the key points out of the book that I can go back to and refer to my notes to fill in the spots that I missed, correct?
And remember, this is recorded too. So you can go back and listen to this replay as much as you want to, right. to get the points. But again, it was just seven categories, and each section of your website is one of the seven, which is your character who has a problem, who meets a guide, who gives them a plan, calls them to action, helps them avoid failure, and it results in success.
Well, what's the author's name of that book?
Don Miller.
Don Miller? Okay, thank you.
And so what I'm here to say is I likened it to my website so that you could see how I took my website and how I took the story brand formula and how I made my website story brand. And then where I deviated was once I got through all of those calls to action and helps them avoid failure and results in success, then I added how to tap into it. I went back to the Jimmy Dean sausage, you know, check out a podcast if you're not quite ready. Check out a blog if you're not quite ready. You know, here's a calendar of all of the events if you want to try some. You know, so I gave them all of these easy entry options to give my products and services a try.
So, where does a person start when they are overwhelmed with everything?
Well, you have to decide, first of all, let me back up and say this. If you're going to go out and you want to make money doing this thing, whatever this thing is, and you want to make some money doing it, first of all, you have to have one place to send everybody. If they say, well, how can I learn more about you? Well, I've got this book, and then I've got, you know, this blog, and then I've got a podcast that I'm doing, and then, you know, they're like, okay, well, where do I go first? You know, you have to tell them. And so my point in all that is have your website with these seven categories, and then 100% of the time, you're simply going to send them to your website. Mm. All of a sudden, you have simplified your life because you've got these seven categories right down the front of your homepage. So now, no matter what anybody says, well, how can I connect with you? Go to debbiemarks.com. Well, what is your plan? If somebody, how do you help people? Go to debbiemarks.com. Well, now, where do I start? Go to debbiemarks.com. Well, now, how's my life going to look different after I work with you? Go to debbiemarks.com, because you're going to identify all seven of those topics right down your homepage. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, see, you've simplified your life. So then whenever you're out marketing at a networking event or at Thanksgiving dinner with your family, and someone says, because you're going to know that plan inside and out because you created it, right? So mm-hmm. now when somebody comes to me and they go, Kathy, I see you all over Facebook, you're teaching, you're traveling. What is it you're doing these days? Well, I'm a passive income coach and I have several steps on how to help you create your own passive income so that you can travel like I do. Well, how do I learn more about that? Go to KathyBinner.com.
Okay.
And the steps just take them right down in the order that I want them to go.
Okay. All right.
And that's the whole point of having a website with the steps in place.
All right. Okay. And okay. So Estella, I want to give you time.
Oh, no, I asked my question. I just wanted to know who the author was.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, it was Don Miller. Yeah, Don Miller created the story brand. And Sherry and I both resonated with it. And so when we went to BAE, which is Business Academy Elite, we both have been in Business Academy Elite. It follows the story brand somewhat. But again, they had it different where the hero is you. You know, the author, the teacher, yeah. the hero was you. And mm-hmm. then you had this hero's journey where then on down the website, the hero's journey, you were trying to convince your customer that you were turning into a guide. But at the top of the website, you presented yourself as the hero. And then the hero's journey was how you became the hero and how you then tried to, you know, show them that now you're a guide. And that was the big difference. And then from there, it's very similar. But with Don Miller, he said, don't put yourself totally at the top like you're the hero. He said, you want the top to be what you want your clients to look like. You want to make it about them. Like, this could be you, not look at me. And again, I don't know about you, but this has happened to me before. I've seen somebody that's way ahead of me and they're very successful. So I can't argue with their success because they're obviously very successful. Right. And, you know, and they're like, they're flying their jet and they're driving their Maserati and they're, you know, and they're doing their trips, you know, in Europe. And it makes me feel like, well, good for you.
After me.
It doesn't make me feel like they could really be my guide because I don't feel like they've ever had my struggles. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
I feel like maybe they had a silver spoon in their mouth at some point and that they really have never had my struggles. And so I ponder if they could really be my guide. And so that is all Don Miller is saying in Story Brand is he's saying, make yourself identify with your client. Like, I remember when, and see, that's when I talk about storytelling to use that once upon a time. I remember when once upon a time, I was that single mom working two minimum wage jobs and had a car that wouldn't run. See, I was that person that had bad health. And then I discovered Melaleuca. I was that person that saw tons of legal issues and then discovered Legal Shield. You see where I'm going with that? And it doesn't have to even be you. It could be somebody that you know that struggled with those things. Because I did have a doctor that I coached and he said, I've never had a weight problem. And he said, and I have a passion for weight loss. And he said, but I've never had a problem with weight. He said, so how can I be the guide? And I said, because you have all of your customers ahead of the current customer as your story. I remember when this lady came in and this was her problem and this is how I helped her. I remember when my sister had that problem. I remember when my neighbor had that problem. So it doesn't have to even be you if you want to become the guide. And that's the only difference between Business Academy Elite and Story Brand that I can see. Now, again, don't take my word for it. I'm sure if you dig down deep, there's all kinds of differences and I'm not here to offend anyone. I just want to encourage you to start putting together a formula, whether it's a one-page website, whether it's on Linktree. You can do all of this on Linktree, but do something that gives them a process, a step-by-step process that shows them as the hero with the problem, they meet you, you give them a plan, you call them to action, you help them avoid failure, and you show them what success looks like.
Okay. I know we've talked about this before, and I appreciate you going over it again. And that's where now, I need
question
to start.
Your question was about the hero's journey, right?
Right.
Okay, if you go to my website, kathybenner.com, and go to my About Me page or my Work With Me page, I spell out the hero's journey with the prompts.
Okay.
And you can erase my sentences and simply fill in your answers under those prompts. And that is a perfect hero's journey formula, if you will. And
that's
it's
what
how
I'm looking for.
And it's how I was in the soup that, and now I'm the guide helping you get out of the soup because I used to be in the soup.
Yeah, I'm stuck in the middle.
Jesus.
All right, questions, comments. Has this been good for everybody?
This has been wonderful. I just had a really good aha.
Okay.
I gotta write it down. So my background being in HR, and one of the services that I do is to help business owners and HR people. I should have wrote it down. God, help me remember it. Not be so exposed to employee lawsuits and employment law violations.
Okay.
I gotta write this down. Give me a second.
Yep, take some notes.
Oh, okay. So what, just listening, and you know how you get this great aha, and I'm like, Lord, how do I reach their hearts and get to their emotions? And I just saw it's a maze out there. Like amazed where you're trying to figure out everything.
Yeah.
And when they don't have, I mean, even I as a, I have two different certifications, professional certifications in HR, but even I need to be able to access legal counsel so my company doesn't get, you know, waylaid. So for someone, which is the vast majority of small businesses that are out there, if they have employees, they've got problems.
Right.
And how do you navigate those with confidence? And I have a solution for that.
Now, the only added piece is you need to weave your story into that solution. And you can weave it in that I once upon a time had this problem, or I worked with a company that had this problem, but you want to now show that you can identify with the problem and come alongside them so that you keep yourself from looking like the hero. You want them to win. Mm-hmm. You know, you're the one helping the person running the race win the race. You're not trying to win the race. You're trying to help someone else win the race.
Yeah, there's just this mass confusion and anxiety and all of those things. And particularly now that, you know, we've got so many new rules and regulations and whatnot.
Oh, absolutely.
I have the answer. Why are you struggling every day and not sleeping at night?
You've got it. And so now, again, I want to go back to the building a better business. Once you have your products and services or your steps in place, you know, your free offer, your mid-level offer, you know, what is the problem? You've met the guide. Here's the plan. Here's the action. Here's how to avoid failure. Here's what it looks like for success. Once you have all of that in place, now you're ready to start sharing that so that the world can get to know, like, and trust you and decide that they want to tap in and follow what you have to say. That's where the blogging and podcasting and social media come in.
Kathy, where do you find all the time to do all this stuff? I mean, I just kind of, I came back from my international conference last week I was at. And so there's just so many things that we offer to help people. And I just want to do it all. But the bottom line is, I've not been effective in doing any of it because, you know, I see the need everywhere. So I've narrowed it down to helping HR issues because that's, you know, something that God laid in my lap was the HR. And I totally understand that. But then you're saying podcasts and website and blog. And I'm like, Lord, how am I going to do all this? I just, you know, I don't know.
Now, you don't have to do a website or I'm sorry. You don't have to do a podcast, Estella. You can be a guest on a podcast. Once you have all of your products and services in place and your action steps that where you know, the path you want to take your customer. Now, once you have that clear and you have clarity in your mind as to what those steps are, then you can put together your media kit and you can be a guest on, on a ton of podcasts and borrow someone else's platform. And now their audience is going to know what you do. And you're going to be very clear on how you can make them the hero.
Okay. So that in relationship is like the meetup, fireside chat.
Yes.
I'm giving everyone a platform, but yes. Then I turned it around and you helped me give me a platform, which in turn,
that helps me.
How?
That in turn helps me because I use you as an example all the time in my story.
Yes.
I can say I have someone that's in my Build a Better Business group and I helped her launch her own podcast. See, so now people are like, oh, I want you to help me launch a podcast. So see, it's a win-win. The tide raises all the ships.
That's amazing how things, I was writing down ideas that Estella had and what you've been giving us. And Sherry, those three websites, I've already pulled them up.
Yeah.
And it's clearing away the cobwebs that have been developing over the past couple of weeks. And this has been great. Where did else? There she is.
anyway, we're over a few minutes. I just wanted to make sure that I brought something of tremendous value today. And Sherry has been kind of entrenched down in the whole story brand with me early on. And we've both been through, of course, the Business Academy Elite. And that's why Sherry, by the way, is my co-mod here on Build a Better Business. And she is my co-moderator, co-facilitator, and we bounce ideas off of each other outside of this call as well and help promote each other as best we can and because our totally different topics. But again, we're in each other's corner all the time because that's what it's about. And I just hope that I brought some value and some clarity to you today. And Sherry, I don't know, was there any aha moments for you or was this all elementary for you?
I would say it was elementary, but it's always good to go back and review it. One thing I don't want to even like distract from Debbie having the story brand book there, but Donald does go through it and talks about Hero on a Mission in another book. He takes those seven steps and pares them down to four. So sometimes maybe having fewer steps to think about might make things a little easier to get the concept down, but I would not miss those seven steps on your website.
Yeah.
So Hero on a Mission is just another one of his books. He has four steps in that one. But going and like making sure that on your website, you have all seven steps on the clicker is every page.
Yes.
So you start on your homepage and you go through that story. Another page goes into it a little bit deeper, same seven steps. Next page, a little deeper, same seven steps.
So, but don't get overwhelmed by that.
Every page has one call to action. So if you're going to be on your about page, it's all about usually about you, but you've also got to change it over to what does that mean to your client? Even though it's about you, what does it mean to your client? So that's why Kathy's story is so powerful on her about page, because she takes her story
and flips it around
to all about you. On my about page, it's what makes a world changer? What is going on with these kids? Understanding dysgraphia is essential for student success is my tagline. So it's why do I use the word changer? Everybody thinks I spell it wrong, but no, I don't want that L in there at all. But so going back through, and then my call to action, I have to go in my about page. And what is my call to action for that page? Sign up for a webinar. Like, now you know a little bit more about me, but you need to sign up for a webinar. So,
and my connect with me, my connect call. That's my call to action.
Oh, yeah.
And I am the blog. What am I doing on each blog? What's my call to action? Sometimes I really don't have one. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm just forwarding information. And so,
I recommend that you always at least put your website link at the bottom of your blog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My website is on my blog. They're one and the same. So I'm not going to a net. I don't go to a separate spot. They can see my menu at the top.
Okay.
So sometimes it's just my blog doesn't always look like yours, because I'm not pulling off of into another website there. It's other places that I'm pulling out and going to another website.
Now, I do want to jump in and say this, though, because Debbie has a Melaleuca site, which is put together by her company, and Estella mm-hmm. has the Legal Shield, which is put together by her company. So both of you gals are going to have a separate platform for your blog. So always, always, always segue somewhere in your blog back to your products and services of that website, because that's where they can buy. So mm-hmm. Debbie, you always want to blog back to Melaleuca, and Estella, you always want to blog back to Legal Shield, because that's where the buy button is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, Debbie.
No, go ahead, Estella.
I was going to ask you, ladies, since you're doing, when people are clicking on your website and you're saying, join my webinar, I think that's what you said, Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a live webinar, or is that something like, for me, could it be, I have videos, you know, like 12 minute videos. Can I just lead them to that as opposed to doing a live? Okay. I didn't know if I just needed to be in person, because if you really get a lot of traction, that could be, you know, a good and bad thing. In terms of your time.
Your videos are fine as long as there is a call to action at the end of your video.
Mm-hmm, there is. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, here's my question. I already have HostGator.
Okay.
That I'm using. Now, can I go into HostGator and create my DebbieMarks.com website?
Well, your HostGator already has a domain. And your domain is, what is your domain again? I think it's your homesteading.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you can't change, your domain is already set. You already have a domain there. What is it? What would somebody actually type in the URL to get to your blog page?
Debbie's organic homesteading.
Okay. Now that could be your main tagline.
Okay.
Because mine is Freestyle Living, and I could, if I did not have another website, I could make my website Freestyle Living. Then I could also buy, now hang in there with me, girls, I also could buy KathyBinner.com, and I could have FreestyleLiving.com, and I could have both of those point to the same website.
Really?
So if somebody typed in KathyBinner.com, it would take them to that website. If they typed in FreestyleLiving.com, it would take them to that website. You can have more than one domain point to the same website.
So I could make a website called DebbieMarks.com and have it linked, or I can create a link to Debbie's organic
homesteading. You could actually create your website right there on your homesteading HostGator, so that you didn't have to pay for another platform.
That's what I was looking for.
And then you could have, if somebody puts in debbiemarks.com, it goes there. And if they put in Debbie's homesteading, it goes there.
Is that easy enough to figure out on that, on HostGator?
You would call the customer service and have them do that for you.
Okay. Okay.
Now
I can do that.
Here's the problem I ran in, and here's a little bit, I'm down in the weeds a little bit. I had my website originally done on Vistaprint. Right. Because I had used Vistaprint in the salon. I was familiar with it. And so I created my coaching website on Vistaprint. And I put a lot of time in it, and I really don't want to do it again. So it's there. Then it didn't have a good blogging plugin, if you girls remember that whole story. So that's where I went out and found HostGator, and I just link out to HostGator. Now, I also created a website for the Caraway Guest House. So now here's my question to Vista. I said, if I have KathyBenner.com, and I have carawayguesthouse.com and I have freestyleliving.com. When I point back to my website, can I point back to a different page? So if they click on Kathy Benner, they get my home page. If they click on Caraway Guest House, they get the Caraway Guest House page. And if they click on Freestyle Living, do they get the Freestyle Living blog page? Can I do that? And Vista says, we cannot do that. We can only point to your home page. Other websites, however, can. They can point a domain to a different page in your website.
So what's your recommendation?
Well, I don't know if HostGator can, but if they can point to a different page, then you're in a sweet spot, because you don't need to pay for another platform. You can create a Debbie Marks page. You can create a homesteading page. Let's say you want to have a masterclass on something. You could create a masterclass page and buy a masterclass URL and point directly to the masterclass page, like a landing page. I can't do that on Vista. And I haven't explored whether I can do that on HostGator or not, but I am going to explore that. So I'll let you know. But okay. I do know that you can point to the homepage. I do know you can do that. You can have as many domains as you want pointing to the homepage.
Okay.
It would just be, in a perfect world, it would be perfect if you could point a particular domain to a particular page of your website.
Yeah, because if I'm already paying for HostGator, I mean, what's the sense of having to pay for another one?
Right.
Which,
and again,
basically what you're doing.
Right. If you're on a budget, you want to be conservative. Google. If you're on a budget, I get that. And so for me, my daughter, Jen, who also does some computer work, she's like, roll your website over to HostGator, get rid of that Vista print, just put it all on HostGator. And I'm like, okay, but yeah. And Sherry's going, yeah. And so then I'm like, okay, I get that. But you know, can I point KathyBenner.com to the homepage? And then can I point, you know, Freestyle Living just to the blogging page? And can I point, you know, whatever I'm doing over to just the, if I have the Caraway Guest House, can I point CarawayGuestHouse.com over to the Caraway Guest House page? And I don't know that yet. So I have to explore that.
Let me know when you do.
Okay. Did that make sense though? Did I explain it where it made more sense? Yeah.
It did, because that's kind of the thought I've had. I don't want to do Vistaprint because I'm looking for convenience, not only for the customer, but for me.
Right.
I want to work with one thing, period.
Wix. Right. If you want something that's simple and easy and has everything, you want a Wix site.
And that's what Jennifer told me is Wix. Now, I did open up a website for the Ohio Writers Guild, because I was in charge of doing a website for the Ohio Writers Guild, which I am now the facilitator of. And I chose Weebly. And again, it came with the domain. And I can do anything I want on Weebly. And so Weebly and Wix and HostGator, those are all kind of prefabbed websites where they already give you themes and you can just plug your information in, and it's kind of a plug and play and you're ready to go. And so any of those are good. And the only reason I'm talking HostGator, Debbie, is because you already have a HostGator.
Right.
Yeah. And I already have a HostGator. So I went with Weebly on the Ohio Writers Guild, because that's not really my deal. I was just in charge of creating a website. And so I put it over on Weebly. And again, it was the best deal going, and it was the best price, and it was so easy. It was just plug and play. And I just plugged everything in and had it published like in the same evening. I did the whole website in one evening.
Wow. How much is that? Did it run you for Weebly? And Sherry, what does Wix cost?
I have no idea. I have a WordPress site.
Yeah, Sherry's using the big guns. She's got the WordPress. I'm not
got
a
all
WordPress
the knowledge.
Girl. But anyway, my HostGator is only, I don't know, $3 a month. And I forget what my Weebly is. Maybe, I don't know, maybe for the whole year, $50 or something.
No.
It's not much.
Can I also share, if you guys need help with website and linking everything, and you really don't want to do it yourself, and you really want a relatively inexpensive WordMaster, there's one at my house.
And my daughter Jennifer does that too. So yeah, there's other options if you girls don't want to do it.
And as soon as I figure out what I'm doing, I'm going to be getting a hold of one of the two of them, because I know I need it. Cherry, can she coach me on, you know, coordinating all that stuff?
He? You mean Michael?
Michael, sure. He? Okay.
And Michael is so patient with everybody but me. No, I shouldn't even say that. He's even
they never are.
Sherry, I get that. Jennifer is very patient with everybody but me. I get it. Jennifer looks at me and she goes, "Mom, really? You should know this by now."
This is very helpful, because that's part of the problem is, how do I get across the bridge? I see what's possible, but how do I get from here to there?
I get
it. I love that analogy.
So Estelle, if you're willing to sit down with me, we can map out, because sometimes it just takes somebody else to help them map out. If you want to help mapping out those seven steps on your homepage, that's your homepage, Debbie the same, let me know. You both have my phone number now.
Okay.
And either of you can connect with me as well. That's what the whole mastermind is about. So thank you for that, Sherry. That's what the mastermind is about, is to help us all take the next step.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, the mastermind is definitely about how to take the next step. But even before that is, what is the next step? You know, just to know, you know, again, what's possible and what's available. You mm-hmm. know, because if you don't know that milk is possible, then, you know, you can't get it. So, yeah. Very, very, very. Kathy, this was just wonderful.
It went kaboom wonderful, on wonderful. The brain, didn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, you started out with, I'm like, oh snap, when you were talking about the
sorry ether. You guys came into the room into the middle of a conversation that I knew was just kind of
I was like, what the hey, Web3, I was like, so anyway, and again, I would like to tap into that on, you said Wednesday morning at
Wednesdays 10 at 10
and where do on I go house. To web Word, oh, Clubhouse, but who am I looking yeah. for?
Wendy. First of all, you download the Clubhouse app. Are you on Clubhouse?
I have
already?
That. Yeah, remember okay. I got on one with you.
Okay, well, you go to Clubhouse, you open up Clubhouse Wednesday around 10 a.m. and you look for Web3 Women.
Okay.
This is the name of the club, Web3 Women.
Okay, I'm not that, positive babe. When I'll be able to do that, but I'm definitely going to get on there and check that out.
Okay. Amazing. All right, ladies, I've got another call at 2:00, so I need to run, but definitely, you know, connect with me. You know, again, the easy way to do it is to just go to my website and schedule a connect call, connect with me. And if you're stuck and need, you know, help getting the next step or want to just have a one-on-one with me or with Sherry, just get in touch with us and let's get you girls going, making some money. Nothing happens till you make some money.
Got that right.
Yep. How true.
And I'm just going to let you both all know, I have 6 people coming to a webinar in June.
Woohoo.
Wow. Woo-hoo.
Because her call to action is come to the webinar.
So and it's virtual too. I have a call later today with the school down in Texas who I sent a proposal to.
Nice.
That's the way to do it.
Wow.
I have a 4:30 Connect call every day and I'm filling up. I mean, I'm keeping 2 weeks ahead of people just scheduling. And some of these people, I have no idea how they even heard about me. It's not until I get on the Connect call with them that I go, well, how did you hear about me? And then they tell me, and it's all different ways that they're coming into the top of that funnel. It's all different ways. I heard you on Clubhouse. I saw you on a mastermind. A friend of mine is in one of your masterminds. I saw you at a meetup. I mean, it's always something different where I'm getting these folks from. But I'm telling you, it works. Once you get your formula, your steps, you'll start converting. Your customers will start converting into being a part of your tribe.
Okay.
I can guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Kathy.
All right. All right. You girls have a great week.
Yes,
thank you, Kathy and Sherry. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing because Mark is sawing in the background. So,
okay. We don't hear him.
Talk to you later.
Have a great week,
ladies.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.